Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson not here, but he is listening. He offered an update on Fitzy's request, and he is willing to pick up some alcoholic beverages in the group.
Packy run!
So whatever you want, Fitzy, put it in the group text, and he'll try to help you out. But it is 3 o'clock in terms of time for Dan Ball's favorite segment, because he gets to tell me to shut up and take over, three-point stance.
Green 19!
Ready!
Green 19!
Green 19's a hot!
Yeah, there you go!
What's up?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three! Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick! And a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
See, I can tell you to be quiet as many times as I want. It's if you listen.
What are you, my elementary school teacher?
Usually. It is time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and that is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Here's what you do. You call all sevens at 617-777-7777.
It actually just hit me, like, all those teachers in elementary school and middle school who say, talks too much, talks too much, talks too much.
Nailed it.
I was on a career path. I was prepping.
Yeah.
I was show prep way back then. It's like a vocational school. Some do plumbing, some do electrical. I talk.
So is that actually, was that actually like the mark that you got from teachers?
Oh, everything. Like I got great grades. Teachers love me, but the bad was always talks too much, talks too
Same
much.
Same boat, You Andy. Don't say.
And we're all in radio, so
about
we were
that?
Prepping.
My kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Brady, said to my mother the first time that she met with her back at Archie T. Morrison School in Braintree, Massachusetts, she said, she was like, my mom was like, so what do you have to say? And Mrs. Brady said, well, he does have a lot to offer. Vis-a-vis, shut up.
I think that, did you have talks too much on any of yours?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we all ended up in radio, so they should have seen that we were
and
on a path.
And Stiz's was, what is this?
I got class clown a lot.
Yeah,
class clown.
Makes Stiz, Stanley, young man, that makes so much sense.
They always used to tell me you'd be a politician someday.
Somewhere Ted is saying, say, Dan, take this over. Three-point stance time.
Hurry up. Get this back. Get this train back on the track, buddy.
I know
this
will blow your mind. I got a little bit of teacher's pet, too. But that was.
Oh, I can see.
Oh, Dan. Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. You
coming
like
in with
that.
A shiny Macintosh Apple.
He still plays.
Hey, you know, Mrs. Anderson.
Hey, and it worked.
Hey,
it worked.
10 to the cameras look okay. I unplugged them and plugged them back in for you.
And then she'd be like, Daniel, why don't you come meet me after class? I didn't do anything wrong.
All right,
I?
On we go, on we go. It's time for today's three-point stance. Three hosts giving their stances on some of the biggest stories in the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Each host will receive 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance on their story of the day. And after those 60 seconds have gone by, we will open up for debate on each of those. Our order today is Andy Hart, the Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball, with the accompaniment of Stiz Bruno. Andy, you will lead us off, as you often do. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, that would imply that somebody may not be, but I'm going to throw 60 seconds on the clock anyways, and we'll see how this goes. Go ahead.
Stiz, hit it. I know some Celtics fans, Boston sports fans, get annoyed when other teams' fans do the whole "We want Boston" chant and yep. "You got Boston" t-shirts and all those things in retort. And like, when are they ever going to learn their lesson? I don't want them to learn their lesson. I think this adds juice. And I'm a little bit worried about this Knicks series in terms of juice. You had the Magic series where the Celtics were sort of punched in the mouth, literally and figuratively, responded. We loved what we saw. Tatum was different. Hal Horford was different. They were feisty. And now it's like, yeah, they're going to sweep the Knicks. It might go five. We blew them out all year. Sure, they were built for us, but they can't get the job done. I want a little buzz. I like the New York-Boston rivalry, obviously. I also like when these teams, they should think they have a chance. It's like Ted Johnson on draft night. It's about hope. You just advanced. It's 0-0. So until you actually suck and get blown out by the Celtics, you should believe you're going to beat the Celtics. So keep chanting, New York fans. After that, I want Cleveland fans chanting. I know OKC fans will be chanting because they got a legit shot to win, but I love that that might bring a little buzz to this series, so keep chanting down in New York.
I'm going to tell you straight up, we'll get into it a little bit more after all three-point stances have been delivered. I am ready. I want, I need, I have a lust for a rekindling of Boston versus New York. We have not had it for a while, and I want it. I need it. Let's go.
We really haven't. There hasn't been football in quite a while.
No, the closest thing is like Patriots pick fourth, Jets pick seventh.
Right.
It's like that's.
See, look at these.
Although Red Sox, Yankees.
Andy, do you know these folks, or are they just like, look at this curiously short man hosting the radio show?
Hey. Why is it always about
this? I don't know. You busted my balls earlier.
But as we said with Alex Cora the other day, maybe we're trending towards Celtics. Well, we know we're trending towards Celtics-Knicks, but Red Sox-Yankees, we're going to be trending towards some interesting games being played. Yeah. Rob Manfred will be happy that the AL East comes down to that. So
it should, and I got to tell you, I don't like how supreme. I like confidence, but I don't like how overconfident it seems most Boston fans are.
Yeah, yeah. We were kind of drinking that Kool-Aid about this team at the beginning of the year.
No, but even now, like I keep hearing, sweep, sweep, sweep. Like,
oh, yeah. I'll be disappointed if they don't sweep the Knicks.
You will be.
I will be. I'll be a very disappointed teacher.
I wouldn't.
I thought you were better than that.
I could see the Knickerbockers getting one, if not two. All right, more on that later.
Yes.
I think we'll play defense on Brunson. When the game-winning shot is happening, I don't think we'll fall down and fall 12 feet from him and say, here, take the easiest open game-winning shot you'll ever hit in the entirety of your career.
Why? You don't think that a six-foot difference between Brunson and the defender is not enough? It's too much?
I know in the NBA they mark those threes, like how close the defender is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What if the guy breaks his ankles, falls down, and is 12 feet away? Like, which category does that fall under?
What if the guy's being attacked to by the trainer?
And that's going to be their best option, right? The coach was like, listen, you're going to be on Brunson. We know he's going to dribble around
Season's
and take
on
the shot.
Line. Yeah.
Stay with him. Don't fall down like you're Bill Buckner trying to field a ground ball in the 86 series.
What will there be more of, games in the series or hairs across Tibbs' head? Can he just shave those off and go bald now?
What do you mean?
Andy, six hairs across the top. What are we doing, Tibbs?
That's not nice. Okay, Dan.
It's a signature look. All right, Fitzy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds, they start right now.
All right. Disappointing week for Red Sox Nation, Sox fans, Alex Cora, Alex Bregman, anybody named Alex or involving the Red Sox because they blew not one but two games back-to-back up in Toronto. Yes, the bullpen obviously had their issues. The starting pitching has been coming through beyond expectations. But as Andy Hart pointed out earlier in today's program, you know who didn't come through in the clutch? The offense. Sure, they put up enough runs in at least one of those games where you would have thought they would have won because they had six runs and they were up 6-0. And yeah, I know Giolito and Whitlock happened. But at this point now, with the injuries that are starting to quickly pile up with the team, Walker Buehler's shoulder hurts, Christian Campbell's rib hurts, other guys are starting to pick up that 35-40 game mark, nicks and dings. We need to turn a corner. We need to call up reinforcements. And I hate to say it, it can't be Duke Nukem. It can't be Nathan Hickey or Tyler McDonough or Trace Thompson or Blake Sable or anybody else that nobody or Nick Sogard or someone else no one else cares about in Worcester. Alex, it is time to make the call. Roman Anthony,
OBP of 950. Marcelo Meyer, 7 home runs, 34 ribeyes. Make the call. Turn the corner. Bring up one of the kids and let's ignite this season.
That fired me up.
I'm ready. Let's go. Enough. I have heard about...
Shut off your reasoning.
Why?
First of all, you called out Alex. It's not his decision.
I want him to go to Brez and say, Brez, I need one of these guys. Let's go. I need one of the kids. Okay,
and then
Andy,
Brez will give Marcelo, 5,000 words on why we can't do it. So, well, Alex, the way you need to look at this.
It's time served, and we're starting the clock on the kids. And Marcelo Meyer right now in 25 games, 100 at-bats, 7 home runs, 34 ribeyes, 270 average, OBP 330, 844 OPS. Even more impressive, Roman Anthony in those same 25 games, 93 at-bats, 5 dingers, 15 RBI. Okay, 22 walks, Andy, for a 950 OPS.
So who do you want to not play?
It may sort itself out if Christian Campbell ends up having to take a quick trip to the IL.
So we'll see. Soreness.
You want David Hamilton time?
He plays one game a week.
He's batting .0.
You're not going to play Marcelo Meyer one game a week. If you're bringing him up, he plays virtually every day. So, therefore, who is not playing for those guys to play?
These are their decisions.
Rafael
they get paid
out of the lineup.
Tough decisions.
Who's out of the lineup?
Might be Rafael time.
Okay.
Or maybe it's Abreu time. What's he batting ever since he went crazy the first week of the season?
It's gone downward, but he's still not terrible. Although last night, whoo, did you see that? I don't know. It wasn't an error, I guess.
It wasn't because he didn't touch it somehow.
He did what Vachon did the other day, except never caught the ball after falling down like a fat
Abreu has 6 dingers and 21 ribeye. Nice 929 OPS, batting .283. So the numbers are great. But
so you're going to bench him Anthony.
A lot of that is padded.
They all
last
count.
15 games, mm-hmm. Nick Fitzy-Stevens?
Yes.
.212.
See?
Is your batting average.
So is that the answer? Your gold glove right fielder, who was the best player in baseball to start the season, you're going to...
Over the last week, has he been the best player in baseball?
Oh, so now we're making decisions based on 1 week sample.
Sometimes
sizes.
We do. Sometimes we make them on one game sample sizes. Sometimes
that
we make it on injuries.
That seems like a bad idea.
I am ready for it's Meyer time. It's not Miller time. No, you were going to say that. I know. I speak
always
hard.
Miller time.
I know it is Meyer time.
12 o'clock somewhere.
It's and I like him. I think he brings a ton of value as a gold glove center fielder, maybe platinum glove center fielder. I think he hit it. It's Roman Anthony and it's Rafael.
Well. You guys, you're still circling around.
What?
It's very simple.
What?
I've told you a million times.
Roman Anthony at first.
Story, Rafaela, and a prospect for Mason Miller. It literally fixes every problem. You get your 2 best minor leaguers into the big leagues. You get a closer. So you know what that does? Because where have they been having problems? Not closer, right?
Justin Slayton.
If Mason Miller's your closer, who's your setup man?
Oh, it's Aroldis.
It's 103-mile-an-hour Chapman. And then who bumps down from there?
Wait.
Slayton and Whitlock. The bullpen is better. The lineup is better. The only thing that loses out in this scenario is Worcester because now they don't have super.
So what? They're a AAA team. I don't worry about
this.
I
makes
worry
too
about
much
that
sense.
At all.
Yeah.
Now,
and I don't care about
the
starting
A's
the clock on now. So what? Well, maybe.
Well, the clock thing is sort of dated now. I read a very confusing story the other day.
If it was about baseball stats, it was confusing.
They updated that in the last CBA, so the clock thing doesn't really matter anymore. If the guy's really good and goes on to be a candidate for Rookie of the Year, MVP, is an all-star.
Yeah, there's incentives.
It actually
there's
doesn't
incentives
hurt.
Not
they're
to
incentivized
yeah.
to not manipulate it, to get his ass in the big leagues and let him start winning awards and go into all-star games. So the only issue we have here, it's so simple. You need to drug the A's GM and get him to trade you Mason Miller.
You might have missed the window on Story, though. He has gone icy, ice cold.
Yeah, it hasn't been great, no. Yeah.
He's on about a 2-for-40 stretch the last week or two. That's a rough guess.
2-for-40?
It's not that far from the truth.
I'm telling you, Mason Miller is the answer to all the problems.
There's got
to
be another team that has a closer or an arm. You may also need to look into some starters pretty soon. But we'll see how old Dickey fits.
You're getting some back. You're losing some.
I think you'll see Dobbins tomorrow. There is a...
Hunter.
There is a TBD because they had to slide Bayo up today. So I'd like to see Hunter Dobbins come up, pitch tomorrow, and then not go back down. And I don't know what that looks
like.
I don't
rule it out.
I don't know what that looks like. That was the also this is a Red Sox point on an aside, but it's so frustrating that you wasted a great debut for Lucas Giolito.
Yep.
I think compared
tremendous
to expectation,
debut.
First
tremendous.
Time since he has Walker Buehler like stats. It's the first time since midway through 2023 that he went 6 innings in a start, that kind of thing. So you wasted that, and then you wasted a Tanner Houck start that, I don't know about you guys, It gave me hope.
It was awesome. He was throwing harder. Both. I had the great pleasure of listening to Will Fleming on the drive home.
Company
and then
man.
Listening to the Nesson broadcast. And both referenced how pregame there was a different air and anger and tone to Tanner Houck.
Like
and
a really, focus. And yes. There was a pop on the fastball.
And it worked.
Yeah.
And it worked. But even though he feels good about his performance, you kind of let the air out of the balloon. Like, that needs to be a win. He needs to feel good about himself and the team. And I put the team on my back, and then that led to a victory. So you lost some of that. It is. It's frustrating, but that's why 162.
But for
long season.
But for a team full of such promise and potential like these Red Sox, with Duran scratching the surface of his powers, Rafaela, Abreu, et cetera, and, hey, there's Bregman and Casas. Will he finally break out? Just if that's what this season is about like really firmly establishing who your keepers are for the next 5 years, then get them up and start the clock. Let's see the future now. I think everybody would love, like Roman Anthony, that first home run, I hope somebody yells overrated so he can mimic that moment all over again.
I just think benching Rafaela may not be the best long-term interest.
Then
your trade value goes.
Either he or Abreu in combo with Trevor Story probably needs to be part. Did you like that fart sound effect, Dan?
I just, I like the analysis. I really know Andy's getting to his true intellectual peak.
He's the Ken Rosenthal of fart sound.
I'm giving myself an A, bro.
Yeah. By the way, Dan, you're right. It's that 2-for-40 thing is really kind of dragging Trevor Story down. He was hitting 308 or 309 like early last week. It's down to 260.
Yeah. Okay. He is what we thought he was, unfortunately. Which
well, that's
is still
not
better.
True because he's still healthy and playing. Because most people are like, he'll be gone by May 1st or by May 5th when he's on the IL.
Well, is it May 5th yet?
No.
Well, then why don't you Cinco to pipe down, Owen?
Some said Memorial Day. That's also a group that still has the opportunity to be quote-unquote right. Okay, Dimbo.
This is also Colorado Trevor Story, for what it's worth. We're finally seeing it on year, what's this, 4 of the contract now?
Four.
It's wildly,
fourth year.
Yeah. Holy wildly smokes. Inconsistent. Best player in baseball, worst player in baseball, all in the same one. Okay, I will quickly present my 3 points.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right, your 60 seconds begins now.
Wow, that is really annoying. I hear it now.
Yep. Even worse with your voice.
I've been, most things are. I've been following along with the NBA playoffs, and you bringing up LeBron James yesterday made me want to take a deeper look at the Los Angeles Lakers and the way that they tried to set up their franchise for what they believe was going to be success, which is giving LeBron James the key to the castle. I know that they have general managers and presidents of basketball operations and all these guys with these big corner offices and these shiny titles. It's LeBron James's team. And that, for me, is never the right way to set up a franchise for success. There has to be an order of operations to where your front office personnel is responsible for hiring the coach, who is then responsible for coaching the players and putting them in the best situation to succeed. The way to do it is not hiring your podcast buddy of LeBron James and J.J. Redick, a guy that was so riled up before an elimination game that Reggie Miller, a broadcaster, had to go and calm him down. I think the Lakers made a mess of this by giving LeBron James too much control in how they structured their franchise, and they are sitting in it versus a team like the Celtics that has a structured front office coach down to the players are reaping the benefits from that.
Oh, you're such a homer. The Celtics do it the right way.
Well, they do. They
also
do.
Could be just the fact that he's an aging underachiever at this point in his career. We talked about it the other day, 2-12 in his last 14 playoff games. And then finger pointing. I mean, it's all. Did you listen to some of his comments? Well, AD wanted a center and they got his ass out of town, basically.
Yeah. How about that?
So you're so pointing fingers now. So you don't like Luka. And then speaking of the finger pointing, yeah, J.J. Redick say we need to get in championship shape. Oh, I wonder who he's talking to. Luca, I think he's talking to you. I would get my ass out of there so fast if I were Luca.
I need a recovery beer.
Now, I know it's like they'll offer him a boatload of money, but you lose the Supermax because he's not with Dallas anymore. I find a better spot. Find a better spot.
You think
spot.
He's going to want to go out? All right, let's just real quick while we have this, let's predict where we think Luca and Giannis are going to be playing professional basketball next season.
Boston.
Yeah, both of them?
No, Wiggy said Giannis was coming to Boston. I want no part of Giannis. I would consider part of Luka. Luka would intrigue me. I'd trade JB for Luka. I would not trade JB for Giannis. Could Tatum and Luka coexist? Probably not.
I don't know. Luka is not stock that
we'd have to petition the league. We're actually going to play with two basketballs, so both guys get to dribble the ball into the floor at all times before we shoot. Only one can shoot, but we get two balls to play with. Pause. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up. Stick around. We'll take your calls in just a little bit. But we have a very, 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 three very special guest joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. He's got all the answers. Why does the bullpen blow? Why can they continue to strike out and lose games at an alarming rate? And will they be able to make my trade for Mason Miller happen at some point? The dream is on. Lou Merlone here on WEEI Afternoons. That's up next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.